Hey, sweetie, I have your favorite chocolate. I even put marshmallows on top. Those mini ones that I heard you really like. Come on, please. You have to let me in at some point. I just really think we need to sit down and finally have that chat, don't you think? Okay, fine. You can keep ignoring me. But the sooner we have this talk, the sooner I will stop knocking on your door every night, trying to get through to you. How about that? Can I come in now?
Hi. Do you mind if I just sit at the edge of your bed? I just placed a hot chocolate on the bedside here. Thanks for letting me in and even letting me sit on your bed like this. I already feel like we're making small, very small steps of getting comfortable around each other, you know? Look, I know you don't like me or whatever, but you can't keep acting all cold around me. It's making your dad very upset that you don't just get along with me. Well, honey, you haven't even given me a chance to try and get to know each other better. As soon as your father introduced me to you, you've given me the cold shoulder ever since. I just want to know why. Because I thought I did everything right. I have tried to plan trips for all of us. I tried to plan days out, just you and I. I don't know. I feel like whatever I do, you just aren't interested if it involves me. I would prefer it if you just told me I did something wrong so I can fix it somehow. I know how hard it is for a divorce. I really do. I've been there myself, and my dad found a new woman, and I was so envious. I always had something against her because I always had the impression that she was only there to replace my mom. And if you think that's what I'm trying to do around here, that is not true at all. I'd never want to step on your mom's toes. And I bet you have a really cool mom too, so it would be really hard to replicate her even if I wanted to. But that's not my goal at all. I'm just here to be myself and try to live in a happy household. Your dad and I really like each other, and we really enjoy spending time together. We make each other very happy, and that's all that matters, right? You want to see him happy, don't you? I know you're just looking out for your father, but I promise you that we want to be together. I love your father. And I'm gonna take really good care of him, I promise, sweetie. So please just give me a chance. Just let me spend some time with you tonight and get to know me. Then you can decide if you want to keep hating me or not, okay? Alright, sounds like a good deal. So come on then, sit up for me. Don't ask, just do that for me. We have a deal now. See? That's all I wanted to do. Brush your gorgeous hair. Oh, I've always wanted to do this for you. Especially now, since your hair is messy from the pillow, so I'm taking up this opportunity. It's been so hard to resist your full head of hair. That's what drew me to your father, actually. I always loved getting my hair brushed. It's something that has always really relaxed me. And I'm hoping it works on you, too. My stepmom used to always do this for me. Yeah, that's right. Didn't know that, huh? And I said, I know how you feel. I wasn't just saying that to try and be relatable to you. No. I really do understand how hard it is. Because I felt the same way as you. My parents got divorced. And then my father found someone else. And my dad was certainly spending more time with her than with me. That mix of me being really mad that my mom and dad should still be together. But then I realized one day, having my mom and dad living separated but happily with new partners was so much better than standing behind a door as a child and hearing them argue over topics such as money, milk, every little thing. And that's why I've been trying so hard to get to know you. Try and get some one-on-one time together. Because I don't want to be that stepmom to you. I want to be the stepmom that includes you in everything. Wants to genuinely get to know you as a person. And even though we got off on the wrong food and it's been a struggle to even get to this point, I know you are an amazing person. Because you are all that your father talks about. And I was so excited to meet you because of that. And also, think about it. It's not, oh, your parents are divorced. It's, my parents are separated. And I have even more parents that love me and care about me. And, oh, wait until your birthday and Christmas comes around. I'll let you in on a little secret that you're going to be spoiled. Yup. All the kids are gonna be jealous, so jealous of you. They aren't going to have as near as many presents as you. So on the note about getting to know you better, how about we plan a day out? Me and you, wherever you want to go. And I get to meet that amazing kid your father told me about. How does that sound? Oh, really? I'm very happy to know that you're giving me a chance to prove myself to you. I never thought this moment would come. Well, on that note, you better get to sleep soon. Not just for school tomorrow, but you need to think about what you want to get up to next weekend with me. You can't sleep right now, sweetheart? Well, you can tell me if there is a reason why. If you want to, of course. Well, if you can't sleep, may I try my best to help you? Really? Well, first things first, you haven't even touched your hot chocolate. Do you not want it? Well, you sip on that, sweetie, and I'll find us a book to read together, and I'll give you an ear massage. Hey, why are you looking at me as if I'm crazy? An ear massage, yeah. Have you never had one before? No? No way. Whenever I couldn't sleep, my stepmom would do the same thing for me. She would just sit there and massage me until I finally nodded off to sleep. Maybe this will also help you as well. But it might not, but we can try it out anyway. And if you don't like it, you can tell me to stop, sweetie. I see a book over there that we can read, though. Right there. Not too long, not too short. Humpty Dumpty. Is that okay with you? Well, that is what we shall be reading tonight, then. Has it been a while since someone read a book to you? Well, whenever you want a book, sweetie, you just tell me. And I'll be more than happy to do that for you. I don't want you to shy away from me at all. I want to be as present in your life as I can be. And one of my favorite things to do is read books, so you're doing me a favor as well. Are you finished with your hot chocolate now? Okay, well, stepmommy is just going to set that away from you. And let's tuck you back in all nice and snug like a bug. You know that saying, right? Snug as a bug in a rug. That's it, right? Snug bug in a rug. Snug as a bug in a rug. Snug as a bug. Sorry, I'll stop saying it. It just sounds really catchy. Snug as a bug. But that's just how we're going to make sure you'll be very snug. Like a bug. So let's tuck you in, honey. Are you ready now, cutie patootie? Do you need anything? Okay, I'll lean over and start the air massage. And just tell me when you want to stop. Are you all nice and comfortable now for me to start the book? Okay, now shh, okay? Listen carefully, sweetheart. Just close your eyes. Don't think about anything else. Just focus on my voice. The story I'm telling you, okay? Okay. Humpty Dumpty was a smooth, round